Colombia, anti-police rioters run over woman with stolen bus. By BenQ on September 11, 2020. Rioters in Bogotá, Colombia, ran over a woman with a stolen bus on Thursday on the second day of left-wing violence in response to the police killing of a man for allegedly violating Chinese coronavirus quarantine measures. Footage of the incident, which took place in the western area of Suba, showed a woman lying on the ground with people surrounding her as a bus flees the scene. According to El Tiempo, a group of vandals stole the bus and drove it over a 40-year-old woman whose identity has not yet been confirmed. An ambulance quickly arrived at the scene and attempted to resuscitate the woman, although she did not respond. She was then transferred to a local hospital where she was declared dead at the scene. Responding to the news, Defense Minister Carlos Holmes Trujillo asserted that the death of a woman, run over by vandals who participated in the theft of a public transport vehicle, causes deep pain. He also sent a message of solidarity to the families who have lost loved ones during the past few days. Riots broke out in Bogotá and then across the country on Wednesday evening following viral footage of the death of Javier Ordóñez, a law student working as a taxi driver, who was caught allegedly violating coronavirus restrictions by drinking alcohol in public. The footage showed police repeatedly tasing Ordóñez despite his pleas for them to stop. He cried "Enough, please, enough, no more, please," and "I'm choking" as officers knelt on his body. "He's telling you please, we're recording you, don't continue. Why do you continue harming him if he's said please?" the man filming the incident said. Ordóñez later died in the hospital, leading to the outbreak of anti-police violence. The riots are the worst to have taken place in Colombia since mass demonstrations last November demanding a peace deal with the Marxist terror group National Liberation Army, ELN, a group responsible for multiple atrocities in recent years. Having begun in Bogotá, rioting has also spread to the cities of Medellín, Cali, and Manizales, all located in the country's western interior. According to Trujillo, rioters have attacked 54 police posts and 6 police stations and trashed dozens of vehicles including public transport. At least 10 people have died, while hundreds have been injured. During these 2 days, 90 arrests and 11 apprehensions of minors have been registered, he noted. 156 people have been taken for their protection. 469 summons have been imposed for violation of the National Coexistence Code. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.